Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, high around the mid-80s. Growing chance for showers and maybe thunderstorms as the day goes on, especially closer toward this evening. In Kenosha right now, 68 degrees. It's 70 in Burlington, 69 Milwaukee, 68 degrees in Racine. A decision could be announced as early as today on whether Foxconn is coming to Wisconsin, and specifically the Kenosha-Racine area. The Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel says plans will be unveiled at the White House. There are some reports that have the site being along the interstate in Racine County between Highways 11 and 20. The Taiwanese iPhone maker, looking to build a multi-billion dollar plant in this country, which could employ several thousand people, thousands more in related jobs. Meanwhile, with Wisconsin being one of the states competing to land the Foxconn project, the question of incentives and how much that is being raised by UW-Madison's Steve Deller. He's a professor of agriculture and applied economics. While noting Wisconsin has historically not fallen into that trap, Deller points out that sometimes states get so caught up in playing the game that they lose sight of the costs of the incentives. And Tom still heads up the Wisconsin Technology Council. He is quoted as saying that the state might have to pony up $2 billion in incentives to try to land Foxconn, which he thinks would be a good deal because of how Wisconsin would benefit, especially with thousands of jobs. Four properties on Durand Avenue taken by Racine County a couple of years back for back taxes with the failed cobblestone condominium project. Those are now going to go to the village of Sturtevant. In fact, the deal was okayed last night by the county board. Officials in Sturtevant had wanted the properties for developing the Durand Avenue corridor through the village. There was a request to the county for either a donation or an outright sale. Rejected. So the village went to court. Recent talks led to an agreement for which Supervisor Bob Miller praised County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, said his efforts were showing leadership and people coming together to quickly solve a sticky issue.
I want to thank him. I want to thank the Corporation Council staff and the County Board Chair because you were all pretty heavily involved in this. And I hope that these parcels, I'm very familiar, I go by them almost every day. Hope that the development there is spectacular, and I would say this is going to be a win-win for everyone.
The resolution was approved unanimously. Meanwhile, the Racine County Board had a first reading of the resolution to accept the $6.5 million donation by S.C. Johnson for development of a community aquatic center at Pritchard Park. A non-lapsing development account will be created. The county will cover the cost of maintaining the site for at least the next 40 years once it opens in the summer of 2018. The former Henry and Wanda's at 501 6th Street in downtown Racine, slowly but surely being turned into a restaurant that'll be called Local, spelled L-O-K-A-L, though it's taking longer than expected because of unexpected additional expenses. Teresa Santoro-Schulte telling the Public Safety and Licensing Committee the name and decor going to borrow on her husband Joseph's Polish heritage.
We open walls, nothing's up to code. We have to bring in a bigger grease trap in order to put a dishwasher in there. And we have to have the dishwasher for planning on doing any kind of volume. I've never seen a restaurant that does volume without a dishwasher for glasses and china and that kind of stuff. Trying to do it all by hand is impossible when you're busy. Another, $5,000-$6,000. And that one we had already sort of anticipated, but the electrical, we did not anticipate.
That electrical, according to We Energies, could cost them up to $30,000. Santoro Schulte, who runs the Blue Bear restaurant at Durand and Taylor, noted that Henry and Wanda's was a bar with some food. She said, "We're going to be a restaurant with a bar." The Public Safety and Licensing Committee supporting a Class B license for the business to at least have a presence at Party on the Pavement in 2 months and going forward. And a request to make an adjustment to the Kenosha Unified School District dress code resulted in some discussion last night by the Board of Education, but no decision. Rebecca Stevens wants code amendments to remove restrictions on yoga pants and leggings, while Gary Kunitz opposed a call for a work session on the proposal.
I think in terms of millennials and the workplace, my workplace might look a lot different than a millennium workplace. You want to know about a good example? Check out Epic. Their dress code. Go ahead. And they make really good money there. And they're educated. So there's a lot of different views on this. This is not something that we need to regulate.
That's Rebecca Stevens. Meanwhile, Superintendent Sue Savaglio Jarvis said the district's principals, they're not in favor of making any changes to the dress code at this time. Police in Mount Pleasant believe they have identified the woman whose body was found along Louis Sorensen Road earlier this week, but the cause of death is still undetermined and her identity will not be released until the family is totally notified. An autopsy was done yesterday, but more testing, police say, is needed, trying to learn more about what exactly caused her death. Collision of a motorcycle and a truck at Racine and 25th Streets in Mount Pleasant yesterday afternoon, resulting in a passenger on the bike going up to Frederick Hospital with serious injuries. The operator, 35-year-old Racine resident Lewis Johnston, taken to jail after hospital care for minor injuries. The motorcycle behind the pickup truck at the time. The truck operator slowing to make a right turn onto 25th Street, resulting in the collision. Another Country Thunder Music Festival in the books, and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department putting out the numbers on citations and arrests and things like that made over the four-day period. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Topping the list was 192 citations for underage drinking, followed by 26 for trespassing, 8 for fraud on a transaction, 5 for disorderly conduct, and 3 for resisting arrest. Single citations were issued for things like theft, possession of marijuana and fireworks, and vandalism. Deputies arrested 7 people for violations ranging from substantial battery to delivery of controlled substances and driving while intoxicated. Those arrested ranged in age from 17 to 46. Heavy rains throughout the weekend on top of already saturated fields made for extremely flooded and muddy conditions throughout the grounds, according to the Sheriff's Department. Country Thunder staff, area farmers and their tractors, and department staff helped pull out hundreds of stuck campers and vehicles when the event was over. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee supports a reduced safety zone distance from where released sex offenders can reside in the city due to court rulings that would otherwise find the existing rule unconstitutional. City Attorney Scott Letney said the fact Racine has a sex offender residency appeals board, that is viewed favorably by the courts.
There's two parts of the city. One where sex offenders can live without asking, and one where sex offenders can live if they ask and are approved. There is no part of the city where sex offenders may not live. The ordinance as it exists provides only 3% of parcels in the city of Racine where sex offenders can live without asking. Then they can live anywhere else. That's not very much. I remind you that Pleasant Prairie had 10% of the village.
Letney noting that neighbor concerns about placement really not an issue for the appeals board to consider, and he argued against language that would allow citizen comments at those meetings.
We know they're going to come in and say, I don't want this person living here. And it's going to make what is already a very difficult thing for the Sex Offender Residency Board to do. Recall, these are citizens who are not paid, that are already being harassed by people, and I will use that word, harassed by people that don't like the decisions they're making, because they are sitting on a board that makes, that helps make this ordinance constitutional.
The committee voted to accept a reduced 750-foot safety zone, take out House of Worship to allow increased housing potential in the city, and the Sex Offender Residency Appeal Board agendas will be listed on the City of Racine website at least 7 days ahead of each meeting. There's a special meeting of Mount Pleasant's Finance Legal License Committee this afternoon at 1:30 at the Village Hall. They're going to talk about changes to their sex offender residency ordinance. It's also a meeting of that same group listed for 10 o'clock this morning. That agenda includes a discussion, possible action regarding the Lake Park Fire Station building. And coming up at 4:30 this afternoon at City Hall in Racine, the City Plan Commission is meeting. One of those agenda items, a conditional use permit request by Robert Gleason. He wants to run an auto storage warehouse at 2220 Northwestern Avenue, the former headquarters of Racine Unified up until 6 years ago. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.